We are beginning tonight Shirin Siman Reish Samech Gimel. We are up to Sif Dalud on page Lamed Vav, the page following page number 70. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalud, Lo Yaktim Lamayr Ladliko Ba'od Hayom Gadol. A person should not go ahead and light candles too early in the day while it is still daytime. Sha'oz Einu Nikr Shemadliko L'Kavet Shabbos. If he's lighting it too early in the day, then it's not recognizable that he's doing it L'Kavet Shabbos. As we will see shortly in the Mechaber and in the Bir Halacha, more specifically, this is talking about a person who is lighting candles early, but he's not accepting Shabbos at that time. And therefore, if he lights too early, it's not recognizable that he's doing a L'Kavod Shabbos, since he's not accepting Shabbos. V'gam lo ya'acher. Says the Mechaber, he also should not delay too much. We'll see the details of that Halacha in the Mishnah Berurah. But v'imrotze lahadlik ner ba'od hayom godo ulekabel olav Shabbos miyad rashai. But if he wants to light candles early and to mekabel Shabbos right away, that's permissible. Ki kevon shemekabel olav Shabbos miyad ein zo hakdama. Because since he's accepting Shabbos right away with the hadlaka, that's not called the hakdama. Ubelvat shiyehei miplaga mincha ulamala. As long as that Kabbalah Shabbos and that Hadlaka is taking place after Plaga Mincha, Shusha Uruviya Kodam Halayla, which is an hour and a quarter before the night. Says the Ramah, V'ayin Lakamon, Simen Reish Samel Zayin. V'imhaya Haner Doluk Mi Bod Yom Gadol, if the candles were already lit while the Yom was still Gadol, Yichabenu V'yachsor V'yadlikenu L'tzarech Shabbos. Then he should extinguish them and go back and light them again L'tzarech Shabbos. And we'll see details of that in Mirtz Hashem in the Mishnah Berurah as well. Before we see the Mishnah Berurah, I'd like to see the Bir Halacha in the fourth line on page Lamed Vav. Divrei Maskil Ba'orayon Gadol. Says the Bir Halacha who Braisa in Shabbos Chav Gimel Amud Beis. This is a Braisa from Masechah Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. To Tanina Shom, we learned over there, Ubelvat Shelo Yaktim V'Shelo Ya'acher. The Braisa says in Shabbos that we shouldn't light candles too early and not too late. V'hakdama nikra hecha shemaktim harbe kodem zman hatosefes. The hakdama is called when a person lights way before the zman hatosefes Shabbos. We'll see more details about that in a moment. V'ichor nikra hecha shemadlik b'tzimtzum in zman hatosefes. And the not lighting too late is when you're lighting at the very minimal time that you could have tosefes Shabbos. And the reason for the not lighting it too late is mishum deshema benkach ubenkach ya'acher hazman, because maybe you'll get delayed too much and you'll light it when you're not allowed to light candles. Uzmana tosefes hu talui ba'ashli rav revi. As we learned earlier, the zmana tosefes Shabbos is a big machlokes in the poskim. Tiladasa shulchan aruch le'el besimen reish samach aleph hu ma'at kodem sof hashgia. The shulchan aruch told us, like the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that the Zman of Ben Hashmashos begins at the Sof Shkia, the second Shkia, as we discussed earlier. And the Zman of Tosefes Shabbos is any Zman earlier than the second Shkia. Ukeshem Madlik Zman Harbe Kodem Lazehu B'chalo Yaktim. And lighting back a large period of time before the second Shkia, that would be included in the Isra Lo Yaktim. In the brackets he writes, V'afilu Imhu B'soch Shir Dalad Mil Hamavoran Le'el. And even if he lights within the Dalad Mil, in other words, within the 72 minutes of Tzitzit Gochavim, just to review, we learned earlier in the Mechaber that he follows the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that from the second Shkia to Tzitzit Gochavim, that's Ben Hashmashos, that's 13 and a half minutes. And 58 and a half minutes before the second Shkia is the first Shkia, and that's the Zman that you could add on as Tosefes Shabbos. So even though we said you are allowed to light during that whole period and have Tosefes Shabbos, but again, like we mentioned in the Mechaber, and the Bir Halacha will tell us, if you're not going to be Mekabel Shabbos till close to the Sof Zman Tosefes Shabbos, which is like the second Shkia, and then you're going to be lighting candles by the a little bit after the first Shkia, could be 15 minutes apart, that already will be a problem of Lo Yaktim. So in the brackets he writes, "Afilu hu besoch shir dalad milin hamuvarin le'el," even if you're lighting within the four mil that we discussed above, "v'after mavur le'el b'hamachaber diyochel lahosif araschalas dalad milin," even though we learned that you can light already 72 minutes before it says a gochavim, "haynu b'shekibel olav Shabbos me'oso hazman va'osa oso tosefes." That's only if you accepted Shabbos at that time when you lit, and you made that whole period into Tosefes Shabbos. V'zeu ma shekosav ha-mechaber shom, and that's what the mechaber meant when he wrote over there, rotza la'soso kulo Tosefes Osef. You want to make that whole period Tosefes, you can. Hainu l'chol inyonei Shabbos. That means that you're accepting all the inyonim of Shabbos. V'lo le'inyon hadlaka b'lvat, not only the lighting of the candles. Ubekan halo airi belika bala. Here in our sif, we're discussing we not be makabel Shabbos with your hadlaka. So that's shita number one that we had earlier. Uladas ha-gaonim, and according to the other opinion, we had the gaonim and the gra, the mitchilas ha-shkia hu zman ben ha-shmashos, that from the first shkia that already begins, the zman ben ha-shmashos, imkein zman ha-tosefus hu zman muat kodom lazeh. According to them, the zman ha-tosef ha-shabbos is a little bit before shkia. The kavonas ha-braisa de lo yakdim hu zman harbe kodom lazman hazeh. And the kavana of the Braisa that says not to light it too early is a long period of time before this man, before Shkia of Tosef HaShabbos. And once again, that's only if you're not being Mekabel Shabbos with your Hadlaka. Tehainu shelo bodal es atzmo mimalacha achar Hadlaka. Meaning to say, you did not separate yourself from Malacha after you lit candles. Avalam kibel olav Shabbos yuchal haktim ad plaga mincha. But if you were Mekabel Shabbos with your Hadlaka, then you could be makdim even early up until Plag HaMincha. Now let's begin the Mishnah Bura with Sifkaton Tezvav. We said in the Mechaber, a person should not be makdim to be memaher and be madlik b'od hayom gadol. Haynu kishu zman harbe kodem tosef haShabbos. That's if it's a long time before tosef haShabbos. Uzman tosef haShabbos la Shulchan Aruch hu ma'at kodem sof haShkia, like we just mentioned in the Be'er Halacha. The zman of tosef haShabbos lafid Shulchan Aruch is like Rabbeinu Tam, is a little bit before the second Shkia. V'ayin Be'er Halacha. The ayin b'simen reish samach aleph b'mishaburus of katan chav gimel. The maskin on shom we came out of maskon on the mishabura. The misha perish atzma mimalacha chatzi shah o al koponim shlish shah kodem mashkia. One who separates himself from malacha a half hour or at the very least a third of an hour, 20 minutes before shkia, ashrei lo, he is praiseworthy. To hu yotze b'zei yedei kol harishonim, and he's that through that he's being yotze the shita of all the rishonim. And we did explain earlier that the pshat was that besides the shita we're discussing over here of the Rabbeinu Tam and the Shulchan Aruch, that the Zman of Ben Hashmashos is between the second Shkia and Tzeisa Kochavim, and the Zman of the Gaonim and the Gura, that Ben Hashmashos is from Shkia the next 13 and a half minutes later. We had a third opinion of the Yoreim, which was that Ben Hashmashos was 13 and a half minutes before Shkia. And we said the 13 and a half minutes is really 3/4 of a mil, assuming a mil is 18 minutes. But if you assume, like the other shita, that a mil is 24 minutes, so 3/4 of a mil will be 18 minutes. So to cover the Yoreim, you have to light candles already 18 minutes before Shkia. And according to this Mishabura that says that you're being Yotze all the shitas by lighting 20 minutes before, that's how we learned out that the poskim came out that 2 minutes is zman for the Sefer Shabbos. Going with the 3/4 of a mil being the longer shiur of 18 minutes covering the Yoreim, plus 2 minutes gives us a 20 minutes before Shkia zman. Now let's look at note number 24. So we said again that if you light much earlier, so that's a problem of lo yaktim.
When it comes to Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, where the minhag is to light candles 40 minutes before Shkia, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes,
that's not considered being makdim, that's considered already samach l'chashecha, kevan shekachu aminog, that is the minhag. The chen kasa the minchas yitzchak v'hosef, and he adds on b'tam adover shekol asiba she'in l'haktim es hadlokas haner zman rav kodem tosef haShabbos. The whole reason why one shouldn't light candles too early before the zman of tosef haShabbos, who mipnei she b'ofen zeh lo nikar shenasas hadlokas l'kavod Shabbos, like the Mechaber said, it's because in that scenario it's not recognizable that you're lighting l'kavod Shabbos. Aval kashekol b'nei ha'ir madlikim zman zeh, but if everyone in the city is lighting at that time, vaday shenikar shemadlikim l'kavod Shabbos, then it is for sure recognizable that you're lighting l'kavod Shabbos. In the next part of note 24, he also says a very important point, and that is v'isha shemakdima lahadlik neiros k'tas la'acher plaga mincho mekabel haShabbos b'hadlokasa. A woman who lights early, a little bit after plaga, and she accepts Shabbos with her hadlaka. The ilu b'nei mishpachta adayin lo kiblu Shabbos, but the rest of her family was not makabel Shabbos with her hadlaka. So Rav Nissen Karel says, "Shom me'ila hadlaka zu aflohem." This hadlaka is good enough for them as well. V'nechsheves kadlaka anases l'kavod Shabbos, and that's considered hadlaka l'kavod Shabbos, even though most of the members of the family are not being makabel Shabbos till a long time after the hadlaka. But since the one who's being madlak, the isha, is being makabel Shabbos with hadlaka, that's already automatically makes the hadlaka l'kavod Shabbos. Back to the Mishaburah Sivkotan Tazayin. We said besides not being Makdim, you also shouldn't be Ma'acher, Sivkotan Tazayin. Hainu Heichoshu Madluk Bitsimsum Besov Zman HaMutter. That's if you're lighting at the very last possible time while it's still permissible.
before the Zman of Tosefta Shabbos. V'atam, the reason why that's a problem is Mishum Deshema Benkach or Benkach Ya'achar Azman. There's a concern that if you wait too long, it might get delayed a little bit longer, and then you might have a problem with Shabbos already. V'ayin Leil B'Simen Reish Samo Beis, Sefkotan Yudal B'Mishnevura. Sefkotan Yudzayin U'Lekabel Olav. We said in the Mechaber that a person should not lie too early, should not lie too late, but if he wants to lie Bo'ra and Godol and to be Makabel Shabbos at that time, then it's okay. Hainu sheyifrosh atzmo mikol melachos ha'asuros. When it says that he's going to be Makabel Shabbos with his adlaka, it means he'll be Makabel on himself to separate from all melachos that are asur, v'afilu me'osam dvarim sheim asurim medirabonon, even those isurim that are only asurim medirabonon. Then it would be okay to light earlier, as long as we said that it's mean plaga mincha ulamala, it's after plag. Aval kodem plaga mincha zakta mishibura, ein kabbaloso kabbala at bidyavid. If you light before plaga mincha, that kabbala is nothing even bidyavid. V'ayim besimin reish samach alas of kodem chafei b'mishibura. Then the Mechaber explained to us when plaga mincha is, and he said it's a show revia kodem alayla, it's an hour and a quarter before the night time. Says the Mishabun Sivkot in Yotes, before the nighttime, Hainu Tseis Shlosha Kochavim, the nighttime is considered when three stars come out. Vidasa Levush Vagro, the Plagamincha, who show Revia Kodamashkia. The Levush and the Gra argue with the Mechaber, and they say that Plagamincha is not an hour and a quarter before Tseis, but rather it's an hour and a quarter before Shkia. But it will Kuyama show Revia Zo, he shows Manis. But according to both Shitas, they're only arguing when you start the time, but everyone agrees that the hour and a quarter is a show's mania. You split the day in 12 equal portions. Whether it's a longer day or a shorter day. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, who says that Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before Tzeis, he holds the day goes from Alos till Tzeis, from dawn till the stars come out. V'halavush v'hagra, they're the ones who said that you start the cheshbon of the hour and a quarter from before Shkia, because they hold the day is split up, mizrichas ha-shemesh ad Shkia, from sunrise to sunset. And then we had the Ramah that told us that if the Ner was already lit, mi bod yom, so then you have to extinguish it and go back and light it again with Tzarech Shabbos. So zakta mishavuras of katan chaf, afilu im haya achar plaga mincha. Even if the hadlaka that was done, Bo'ra Yom Godol, was done after plag, still you have to extinguish it and relight it. But says the Mishabura, Umayri Shayadolok Le'in Acher. It's only true that you have to extinguish it, says the Mishabura, if it was lit for a different purpose. Avalim Hidlik L'Tzarech Shabbos. But if it was lit for Shabbos purposes, Af Shelo Kibel Olav Shabbos Ba'adlokoso. Even if you were not Mekabel Shabbos with that hadlaka, Mikomokom Ein Tzar L'Chaboso. You still would not have to extinguish it. After L'Hadchila Lo Hayelo L'Hadlik Kol Kach Mikodem. Even though L'Hadchila, if you would not be Mekabel Shabbos, then you shouldn't have lit so early. But still, you would not have to extinguish it. She'enu nikar. The reason why you shouldn't have lit in lechatchila, she'enu nikar shemad lik in l'tzarech Shabbos. It's not recognizable. You're lighting l'tzarech Shabbos, but mikomokom b'dyeved shaper dami. But still, b'dyeved, it is okay. V'ayim b'bir alocha. And now we will see the final bir alocha on page lamed vav. Divrei Maskil miba'od. First, I want to just summarize what the Mishabura just said in Sifkat and Chof, and then we'll go to the bir alocha. The Mishabura just said that when the Ramah says that if the candles were lit, mibod hayom gotol, you have to extinguish it and relight it. That's talking about even if it was lit after plaga mincha, you still have to extinguish it. But when is it true that you have to extinguish it? If it was lit for a different purpose, it wasn't lit for Shabbos. But if it was lit for Shabbos, even if you were not makabel Shabbos till later, so you did the wrong thing. You weren't yotzi l'chadchila not to light too early in the day, like the Mechaber tells us. But if you did, certainly b'dyeved, you would not have to extinguish it, and it would be okay. You only extinguish it if you lit it for a different purpose. Now let's see the Bralocha, the Vemaskal Miba'od. Ayin b'mishabura, which we just did. V'humi chidushi Rabbi Kiv Eger. That is the chidush of Rabbi Kiv Eger, that only if it was lit for another purpose, you have to extinguish it. If it was lit for Shabbos purposes, even if you weren't Mekabel Shabbos then, you don't have to extinguish it. V'af shabal derech ha-chaim lo kosav kein. Even though the derech ha-chaim argues and says that even if you lit it for Shabbos purposes, you would have to extinguish it. Mikomoko mistaber taim b'kagon Rabbi Kiv Eger. But still, says the Chafetz Chaim, it's logical, the Svara of Rav Kiv Eger, to lo yakdim haynu rak l'chadchila, this din of not lighting too early is only din l'chadchila. Dumi de lo ya'acher de havi rak l'chadchila. Just like the other halacha that's put together with it in the Braisa of not lighting too late, That's certainly only lechatchila, because lo yachir was, don't light too close to the end of the Zman of Tosef HaShabbos, because you might get carried away. But certainly if you lit, then it would be okay. So the same way that lo yachir is only a din lechatchila, so too it's logical, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that lo yachtim is only a din lechatchila. And it goes further, says the Chavetz Chaim, v'im nirtza lahachmir lechabos v'lachzer lahadlik k'dei she'tia hadloka bizmano. V'lo yavar alo yaktim, if you want to be choshesh for the shita of the Derech HaChaim, and to extinguish the candles and go back and light again in order that loka should be bizmana and you shouldn't be over on lo yaktim, yetze scharo befseido, any gain is going to have a loss that outsets it. D'tia berchosa v'avishonu levatolo. By lighting again, you're basically showing that your first bracha was a bracha levatolo. So what are you gaining? By being yotzei the shita of the Derech HaChaim, you're making your first bracha into a bracha levatola. V'chozek ishoya hadloka achar plag amincha. But that, says the Chavetz Chaim, is only true that you can rely on the Rekiv Eger if the hadloka initially was done for Shabbos and it was done after plag. Avalim hidlik kodem plag amincha letzarech Shabbos. But if the hadloka was done before plag, even letzarech Shabbos, afilu im kibel of Shabbos me'osu hazman, even if you were mekabel Shabbos at that time when you lit before plag, Ein halakasa mu'ilo klum apadiyev, that halakha will not work whatsoever. V'tzarach lachabos v'lachzor u'lahadlik u'levarach, and you'd have to extinguish it and go back and relight it with a bracha. Kein kasa b'sefer olo Shabbos v'ayim asher kasavnu mikodem, ein masay v'zman plag amincha. And this problem over here of lighting before plag does come up in the summer months when many people make early Shabbos. So in many communities, like we have here in Waterbury, they make the mincha 15 minutes before plag, and when the husband goes to shul, the women are used to lighting when the husband goes to shul. So if they're ready that early, sometimes they light early, the husband goes to shul and finds out that his wife wasn't allowed to light before plag. The halacha in that case is that he's not yotze, the hadlaka, it was not a kabbalah Shabbos, you'd have to go back and relight with a bracha after plag and be makabel Shabbos again. We'll stop here as we finish Sif Dalud, and Amir Tashem, in the next year we'll go to Sif Hei.